Pirate's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think
it's true. All right, here we go. This way. No. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. 6 minutes after the hour on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106. Shoot us a text. We got a few to get to here, so keep them coming. Do appreciate the feedback. Coming up in about 30 minutes from now, Congressman Jerry Carl from the 1st Congressional District. Make sure you stay tuned for that. But joining us now, we do this every week. We moved him up just a little bit because we needed to accommodate Congressman Carl. But John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, is with us. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. It's good to be on the show.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have you. We'll start out here. It's runoff day. I guess the thing you're going to be watching for is the turnout on both sides of the coin, and this will be a good, really good litmus test of kind of the health of the Republican or Democrat candidate heading into November, won't it?
No, look, absolutely. One thing, and I want to tell all your listeners out there in CD2, get out and vote. Like, this is what an opportunity, an open congressional district. You know, if you have a feeling for which candidate you feel better stands for your values, go vote. But like, it's so important that we do, you are engaged in this process, especially in this weak congressional district. And for me, this whole election cycle is about, can we find candidates who embody the spirit and the ideas of America? You know, the values that made America great. Are they willing to defend freedom and liberty and go toe-to-toe with the Washington establishment, the socialist agenda, and actually stand for the people and the vision of our founding fathers and defending the fundamental things that made America great? So get out and vote this election day. It's so important.
Well, one of the reasons I would think, although symbolic in nature, of getting out of, regardless of who you're voting for, Caroline Dobson or Dick Brubaker, if you look, you do want big overall Republican numbers. You just need to build the case that this is a winnable seat to national Republicans and that they do need to invest resources into this race.
So, look, that's absolutely right. And we have seen, you know, recently we've seen some polling to the general election where, you know, a hypothetical runoff, I mean, a hypothetical general with the candidates that are in the runoff, we see, you know, Republicans only behind by a couple percent. And that is very, very hopeful in an election where hopefully Republicans will turn out at a little heavier rate. And the bottom line is Republicans are more excited about the principles we believe in and we're more excited about our presidential candidate than Democrats are. There's not a lot to get you excited about Joe Biden right now, whether that's our foreign policy, the southern border.
So the vote turnout in a primary, it's hard. Democrats did show up, and they didn't have a lot to vote on either. But just the district may indeed be Democrat-leaning, but Democrats haven't shown, and the Democratic Party in the state's in disarray. They just really haven't shown their ability to get out to vote. So, like, it would almost be malpractice not to, even for you guys, not to really engage here, because this is, it just seems like, and maybe this is it, Chairman, that you have this pot of money and the NRCC and others that are would put in a race like this, but there's other races around the country that want it. And what it looks like to me is that perhaps this is being talked down as an unwinnable race, and that's just not the case at all.
No, I believe you're exactly right. And it is key that we win this race. And this is also what I'm talking to people about. You know, I say, look, even if we fall short in 2024, this is a district that is trending Republican. You know, we're seeing more and more minority votes that are voting for Republican candidates. And if the trend continues, we will win District 2. The only question is it this year or is it in the future? Either way, we have to move the ball down the field as far as we can, and it is absolutely our duty. And you know, one thing that the federal courts overlooked as well was they assumed when they were drawing this map that all black voters were going to vote Democrat. and that is not true. There is about 10% of the black voters in CD2 that vote Republican. They're always overlooked. The mainstream media like to forget about the fact that there are black Republicans, and they're actually the biggest minority, and they deserve a voice too. And I certainly hope that they get that voice, they get the opportunity to go out and vote for Republicans. And when they do, be part of actually holding this seat for Republicans.
Well, let's talk about the getting the turnout up. I mean, a low turnout event, and you're going to find out, I guess, more data here, who's reliably Republican, right? All this stuff is going to have to be used. And I just wonder if the Democrats really are able to compete on that sort of level, because Republicans do this. They do it, at least in this state, do it a little bit better than the Democrats. So that's like another justification to really compete on the second congressional district.
That's absolutely right. Like, look, we're not going to sugarcoat it. The federal courts designed this district to go Democrat. But I think they forgot about minority Republicans. I think they forgot the fact that, look, Alabama is a Republican state. And there's this, even with independent voters and even with Democrat voters, there's this idea that they still believe in some of these core values that make Alabama who we are. Whether that's, for wanting to protect children from woke policies. We talked about that in the past, only the party of them where even Democrats and it's an important issue that children are protected from some of this social agendas that the Democrat Party forces. And there's some other issues, the southern border. Alabama Democrats, they understand that the policies that the Biden administration are putting out are horrible. And so I think if we can talk about those things, the areas where Democrats were traditional Democrat voters in Alabama know that the National Democrat Party are out of polling. They just have lost all common sense. We only have to swing a couple percent, and I believe that it's possible this election cycle.
Joined by Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall here on the program. So that's what we'll talk about. Let's just move on to the business. We kind of know where they are. Chairman, I don't know the Republican Party's taking positions on a lot of things that they're looking at right now, but I just as a general observer of the Alabama legislature, they got a lot done in that first half. And it does seem like, I don't know what happens after the budgets go and the BIR is no longer a factor. It may just be more of the same for all we know. But I guess I'm a little surprised to see some of the bills come up like they are right now that they're considering, because they do have the potential to be controversial. But these are the things you typically, historically, in the last few years, you've seen done early in the session or coming later.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. And, sometimes the session is defined as much or more by what doesn't pass us than what does. And I think this is probably going to go down as one of the more interesting sessions in Alabama history, with the IVF being kind of thrown into the middle, the gaming bill and everything surrounding that, the ethics bill. And now the question of whether Joe Biden, whether the legislature allows Joe Biden to be on the ballot, extends that deadline. So there's been so many things that have made this interesting session. But I'm going to address it overall. We have seen some incredibly good legislation, school choice, curriculum transparency, protecting our children from woke policies. There's been a lot of good this session. And I always try to encourage more of that type of strong, red meat, bold conservative legislation, because I think policy matters. And what our state government puts out, not just to the people of Alabama, but also to be kind of a city on a hill for the rest of the country. I want to see Alabama be the leader in conservative legislation. There is no reason we should be. We have a supermajority Republican, Republican supermajority in both the Senate and the House. Why not have Alabama be the bellwether state? Let's take the lead. Let's be the front runners in advancing good policy that helps the people of our state be free and sends that message across the country. It's time for our elected officials, Republican elected officials, to stand strong, be bold, and to push back on the socialist agenda. The Democrats would do time for us to do it.
What would you like to see done here from here at this point forward? Is there anything? I mean, you got a lot. I mean, I think that absentee ballot harvesting stuff was a big, and school choice was a priority going into the session. You get those out of the way early, and then what do you look at going forward?
Well, there's several bills that are still in play right now that I'm working on. One of those is post-election audits. I believe this is a common sense thing. Make sure that our elections are secure. Make sure there's nothing funny going on with the machines. That will reassure, Republican voters, and really the voters across the board. If anyone has questions about the accuracy of election, let's make sure they have a check and balance with the post-election audit. There's also House Bill 130, which would expand the quote-unquote don't say gay bill to K through 12. I believe that's a very strong piece of legislation that will help continue to protect our children from indoctrination instead of education. And then there's several tax bills where I think we have surpluses in both the Education Trust Fund and the General Fund. Let's cut some taxes for the people of Alabama. That's a very Republican idea, and something I support heavily. If we have money, let's return it to the public.
Well, something I need to ask you about. What do you think the time will ever, if ever, will be right to change the law with elections regarding open versus closed primaries? Maybe on a day like today, if you were a Democrat, you didn't vote in the primary, that you could show up and potentially influence the outcome of the Republican election. Probably not today so much as like what we saw last year or the year before last with Tom Watley and an open like op-ed in the New York Times or whatever claiming to have swung the race for the Democrat or for the one of the two nominees. I mean, what do you think? Is that just something that probably needs to wait a year or two?
Well, I first of all, on timeline, the sooner the better. I think one thing we do know is there are organized efforts out there right now from the Democrat Party to encourage their voters to vote in Republican primary to affect the outcome of our elections. That is inappropriate. That is out of line. It's disrespectful to the political process. And it's something that I think we as Republicans as a whole, not just the Republican Party, but our Republican elected officials, need to realize what's happening. And I think it will come because eventually it's going to start hitting down. We saw that with Tom Watley, where the Democrats were organized to just come out and vote against the incumbent Republican. And if that continues to happen, and we see other it affect the outcome of other elected officials' races, I think that may be when everybody kind of wakes up and say, oh, you're right, we do need legislation on this. And I think a good place to start is with party registration. 35 states in the country have party registration. We're one of only 15 that doesn't. It's a common sense first step, and I would love to see that take place in the next year or two as far as legislative priorities.
Chairman, we're out of time. We got to leave it there, but we always appreciate you making time for us. And real quick before we go, folks want to find out more about the Alabama Republican Party. How can they?
Well, we want them with us. I'll tell you, it's going to be a battle here in CD2, whether you live there or somewhere else. Check us out on social media, Alabama Republican Party, and then, of course, our website. They can sign up for newsletter to volunteer. It is ALGOP.org.
Chairman, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, good to be on the show.
All right, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.